In a televised address, Prime Minister Apisit Wechachiwa said Friday that Thailand faces major challenges in recovering from months of protests and the military crackdown that ended them.
And we recognize that as we move ahead, there are huge challenges ahead of us, particularly the challenge of overcoming the divisions that have occurred in this country. Let me reassure you that the government will meet those challenges and overcome these difficulties.
Protesters, known as Red Shirts, set more than 30 fires in Bangkok Wednesday as the military moved to close their camp in the city's centre. Flames engulfed department stores, malls, banks and media outlets, causing more than $1 billion in damage. International ratings agencies say Thailand's credit rating is at risk unless long-term political divisions are resolved. Mr. Apisit says he will revive a reconciliation plan that the protest leaders earlier rejected. The plan includes early elections as well as economic, social and constitutional reforms. A key goal, he says, is to get the economy back on track. Economists warn growth may be cut by up to 2 percentage points this year to about 4%. The crackdown and subsequent rioting cost 52 lives over 6 days, bringing the toll to 77 deaths since the protest began in mid-March. Over 1,400 people were reported injured. Thousands of people have lost their jobs and thousands of businesses have seen sales collapse. Satish Sehgal, a Bangkok publisher, says the violence will have a lasting economic impact.
It's hurt the Thai economy. It's put Thailand back by another 2 to 3 years. Tourism has been very badly affected. It is sad. It's rather sad.
Tourism accounts for 6 to 7% of the economy and 15% of the workforce. Industry experts say because of the political crisis, about 13 million tourists will come this year, down from earlier forecasts of 16 million. Nagesh Kumar, chief economist at the United Nations Economic and Social Commission for Asia and the Pacific, says foreign investment will also suffer.
The image or the investment outlook might be affected, at least for the time being. Unless government is able to restore confidence and, quickly and demonstrate that, everything is in order. But it can be contained if government is able to overcome and restore peace and, demonstrate that it is all working very well.
The political uncertainties have led some expatriates to relocate. Andrew Duro is the president of the Australian Chamber of Commerce in Bangkok.
A number of expats are considering moving out or have already been moved out over the last couple of months. And Shanghai and Kuala Lumpur and Vietnam have probably been the biggest recipients of those skill sets that I'm aware of. And so Thailand needs to do something to attract those individuals and families back.
Thailand has faced 4 years of political uncertainty since a military coup ousted Prime Minister Thaksin Shinawat. His supporters, largely from the rural and urban poor, accuse the military and the nation's traditional elite of ignoring their concerns. Mr. Thaksin, who lives overseas, has called for talks between the protesters and the government and has sought to distance himself from the rioting. Ron Corbin for VOA News, Bangkok.